Shinun Ches, Tishin Al, Kafaf, Yesuf, Eisasayim, Shehukam, Zadirav, Nichlas, Elubay, Mayim. So he has a courtyard which is surrounded by a fence so that people should dwell inside of it. So now water came into it, and he can't walk around it anymore. Im ruim lishtia, ein levat ledia. There's a chiddush that even though he can't walk in it, but if it's water, it's drinkable water, then it's still considered that it's usable for his dwelling purposes. Drinking water is also dwelling purposes. Tribu says his opinions that say that's enough, that they're usable for his laundry also. And so if they're usable, the name of Akam Mesira is still considered that it was surrounded with a fence or the wall for dwelling purposes. Afil Mokim Shinispash Shom Yasim is a sign, Afil Mokim Haba, even if the area that's now covered is covered with water is more than so sayim. That's the amount of area that so would not be mukav adira. It would not. It would render the mechitzas for use not. However you say, the mechitzas will not convert into shusiyachid anymore. But here, since this water is usable, sometimes the person stores up a lot of water for his use. This water that it is not usable for drinking, and according to Molinian opinion, they're not usable for laundering, the water is not clean, then it's like drawing, like you planted something over there, and therefore, like we learned before, if the majority of his chutzah will be with this type of water, which is not deer water, then the entire area becomes also to take from there into your house, if there's some sort of more than sasayim, then also the entire air becomes like a congress. If the air with the water is the minority of the chosin, then if they have more than the base sasayim, then the whole thing becomes also to carry even within that area, because it's exposed, the chosin is exposed to the water, which is more than both the base sasayim, namukulatir, which is considered a congress. Yeah. So it brings to our that which we say, that it was a minority of the chassid, or part of the chassid, and affects the entire chassid, it's only when it was less than 10 tefachim deep, and it wasn't on the depth was not on a small slant. In other words, if it was like a ditch was dug into the area, got full of water, so the walls of the ditch themselves separate the water in the ditch from the rest of the chassid, and therefore it does not affect the rest of the chassid. Yeah. Who say onkim asar tefachim? So another thing is that if it's less than 10 tefachim, then even though the water that came into it is not usable, still the chutz is considered intact in its original status. Because when it rains, it gets wet and gets muddy. Just because it's muddy is not a reason to say that it's not considered a dwelling area.